Well, good morning. Oh, awful. Good morning. Eric is away today at diocesan retreat at Loon Lake, so he asked if I would preach this morning, and no, I'm not going to preach the way he does. So mine is typed out. What is on the menu today from our gospel reading? The pièce de résistance is self-righteous anger. Self-righteous anger is a dish that we love to linger over and return to again and again. Regular plain anger doesn't taste as good as it is usually bitter and leaves an awful aftertaste in one's mouth. However, self-righteous anger makes us feel superior, and boy, does it go down smoothly. You can even reheat it later, and it still tastes as great as the first time, no matter how many times you have had it. So long as it is on our plate, the confusing gray weariness of the world seems to go away. We are the good guys, and the others are the bad guys. Simple, right? Well, not so simple. This is the season of Lent, and Lent has long been a season that messes with our menus. In our gospel reading today, Jesus is hanging out with his homies, the Galileans. They serve up some self-righteous anger by telling Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. It seems that Pilate had his Roman minions commit an atrocity by sending them into the temple and murdering fellow Galileans. But to make matters worse, their blood was mingled with the blood of sacrificial slaughtered lambs, so that their blood ran together. What could be more violent and deserving of condemnation? Now, we have no way of knowing whether or not this story is true. And over the ages, many atrocity stories have been told, whether they're true or false. In order to fuel self-righteous anger, martial fury, and vengeance. Those who question such stories, who wanted sources checked, are often accused of national disloyalty. It is said that anyone who wants to continue enjoying sausage or cheese should never see how they're made. They are dishes best not scrutinized too closely and eaten in the company of fellow Confederates. In the telling of the story, Jesus is expected to become irate in moral superiority of his countrymen against the evil Pilate and the Romans. This does not happen. Jesus does not go along with them and will not get caught up in their focus on Pilate. Instead, he turns attention back on his fellow countrymen. He says, "These Galileans that you say so suffered at Pilate's hand, do you think they were worse sinners than other Galileans? What about those from among us who were innocently building a tower at Siloam and died when it crashed? Were they any worse than others who were not crushed?" Jesus responds to these questions, "No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish just as they did." Jesus does not get caught up in mocking the Romans or Pilate. He will not partake of the self-righteous meal presented before him. Instead, he confronts those who trusted in themselves that they were righteous with regards to others with contempt. When it comes to judging sin, it is best to look for the log in your own eye before searching for the speck in your neighbor's or even your enemy's. As a modern time example for us of Jesus' menu, I am reminded of Mahatma Gandhi. Born and raised in as a Hindu merchant caste family in coastal India and trained in law at the Inner Temple in London, Gandhi employed nonviolent civil disobedience as an expatriate lawyer in South Africa in the resident Indian community's struggle for civil rights. After his return to India in 1915, he set about organizing peasant farmers and urban laborers to protest against excessive land taxes and discrimination. Assuming leadership of the Indian National Congress in 1921, Gandhi led nationwide campaigns for various social classes and for achieving self-rule. Gandhi led Indians in challenging the British-imposed salt tax in 1930, and later in calling the British to quit India in 1942. Sorry, Gene. He was imprisoned for many years upon many occasions in South Africa and India. He lived modestly in a self-sufficient residential community. He ate simple vegetarian food and also undertook long fasts as a means of both self-purification and political protest. Gandhi's vision of an independent India based on religious pluralism, however, was challenged in the early 1940s by a new Muslim nationalism, which was demanding a separate Muslim homeland carved out of India. Eventually, in 1947, Britain granted independence, but the British Indian Empire was partitioned into two dominions, a Hindu-majority India and a Muslim-majority Pakistan. I was thinking about what kind of figures in our community helped me along my path. And I was thinking about two men that came into my life. One was the Venerable Al Hosking, and for anybody that knew Al, a very gracious and loving individual, and he helped me along my spiritual path. The second person, and it's whose anniversary of passing is today, was Bus Drow, and a lot of you will know Bus Drow. I first met Bus through business before I met him here at the parish. And Bus was one of those salespeople that was as honest as the day is long, and they're very few and hard to come by. So both those gentlemen were key players in mentoring me and being a friend to me. We live in a day when everyone wants to blame everyone else for the ills of the world. Christians blame Muslims, Muslims blame Christians, fundamentalists blame Hollywood and the LGBTQ community, liberals blame fundamentalists, militarists, and pharmaceutical companies. Amid all of this, Jesus says, hold on a minute. Think about the homely old fig tree that has not borne any fruit for a long time. The farmer that owns it says, cut it down. The gardener says, well, first let me aerate the soil around it and throw some more manure on it. After that, if it does not produce good fruit in another year, then cut it down. Jesus knocks us off our high horse just when we envision ourselves ready for battle in full battle dress, ready to rid the world of evil. He brings us down to earth with talk of fertilizer and a scruffy old fig tree. He says, ask yourself if you are like the fig tree. Are you bearing fruit or just taking up space? It is enough to ruin your appetite for self-righteous anger. It is Lent, though, and Lent does mess with the menu. Amen.